Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's David. I'm an alcoholic. And my question today is, what message do we pass on to newcomers in AA? I've got a home group. It's on a Saturday night at 6 p.m. in Melbourne. It's Hey Hate Saturday. And my sobriety is currently at 13 and a half years. So, yeah. I guess when I'm called up to speak in an AA meeting, there's a couple of things that I try to remember. The first one is that something an old-timer told me when I first came into AA, and that was that any newcomer sitting in the meeting, I could be the only AA big book they ever hear. So my message is to pass on, really, what comes out through the message of AA, according to the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, mainly. So, to begin with, I guess, the two main messages that I'm trying to pass on to the newcomer in AA is, one, I really want to try and get through to them, I guess, identifying. That's one of the biggest ones, is that they need to identify. And I want to get through to them the hopelessness of the first step, the hopelessness of the disease. And second of all, and most importantly as well, is that I want to get through to them the hope of becoming a member of AA and going through with the program of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. So I guess when I stand up, you know, like the book says, what it was like, what changed, and what it's like now. And what I try to do is I'm trying to discuss the... first thing is education. Education on the illness of alcoholism. So by telling parts of my story, I'm trying to show where one, every time I drank, it got out of control and I wasn't able to control the amount that I drank. And two, in my stories, also try and show that where I didn't want to drink, I picked up a drink. Or for me and my story more, where I picked up a drink, I always picked up two or three cans because I had this idea that I'd be able to drink safely. So I try to mix in my personal stories with the message of the illness of Alcoholics Anonymous. And then I go on when I'm sharing to go more into how going through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, I've gone from step two, a case of insanity, where I can't remember the day or the week before the destruction that I'd caused, to step 10, where those promises tell me that I'm in a neutral place. Alcohol has nothing to do with it anymore. I'm safe around alcohol. I can be safe at parties around alcohol. I have no inclination to drink. In fact, the idea of a drink disgusts me. But even more than that, what has happened is it's become a part of my working mind and soul that I'm instantly put off on it the same way that my hand put on a hot stove. I don't do that twice. Before I even feel the stove, I have a secondary feeling of the danger. And that's what I have now with alcohol. So when I talk to newcomers in AA, when I have the pleasure of, well, I have the honour of sharing at an AA meeting, I tell my stories, my personal stories, but I interweave into them the illness of Alcoholics Anonymous and the recovery of going through the 12 steps.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.